The following is an unrehearsed interview with United States Senator Chuck Grassley speaking to you from Washington, D.C. Participating in today's public affairs program are Steve Smith of KMCD Radio in Fairfield and Bob Eshleman of the Newton Daily News. The first question will come from KMDC's Steve.
Thank you, Mr. Grassley, for including me. You have a Facebook page. Do you man it, and what has that meant for the expansion of social media and your connection with your constituents?
Let me be very clear. I manage my Twitter and do my own tweeting. Answers come back Facebook. I let my staff manage that both for input and taking messages. And probably not all of them, but I get reports on what's on Facebook. I get things printed off that I read that are on Facebook and things like that. But my Facebook is managed by staff. My Twitter is managed by myself. Then what does it mean? I'm going to answer a question in a generic way, and it's not avoiding your question at all. Just like I was one of the first people to use a fax machine, or I have interaction in all sorts of ways. And this one here that we're doing right now, this has been going on for 39 years that I've been a member of Congress, where I do a 10-minute interview with people. I call them one-lunger radio stations, you know, smaller radio stations. Whether it's this program or yesterday, TV, satellite back home, or Twitter, or my e-newsletter, or my internet generally, all of those are include my town meetings. It's all part of my responsibility to promote dialogue with constituents. I'm one half the process. They're the other half, and I try to use every tool I can, and I told you about some of the tools, probably not all the tools, but if you would ask some 13-year-old, he'd probably tell you I'm a year behind, because I probably am a year behind on some of this stuff, but for a guy my age, I'm not a century behind for sure. Okay, let's go to Bob.
Thank you, Senator. Obviously, yesterday there was quite a bit of controversy stirred up with Congressman Braley's comments. I've seen where he's apologized, and I've also seen where a member of your staff has responded. But I really haven't heard any response directly from you, and I was wondering if there was anything you'd like to say about the matter.
Yeah. I don't have anything to say more than what my staff released on Tuesday. They did that with my authority. It's more their words than it's my words, but obviously I'm not going to answer your question. But let me tell you, I have on Wednesday on two different instances, several times walking through the halls of Congress, I've said the same thing I just said to you. I'm going to stand by that statement, and the reason why is because. For instance, you know, just as we were voting on two roll call votes, I spend my time on trying to get the extender package, the wind energy tax credit, the biodiesel tax credit. I'm looking at policy. I'm not going to get mixed up in all this politics that's going on. So I want to do my job, and it's not avoiding your question, but I think that statement's all I can say, or at least all I want to say at this point. Steve?
Senator Grassley, can you address the growing gap between the funding and the needs for infrastructure like bridges and roadways, both at the federal and state level?
I can address it that there's a need for more funding, and that's evidenced by the fact that even in 2005, when we passed the last highway bill that has been extended now for three or four times and will again sunset on September the 30th, now six, seven, 8 years away from original enactment. It's not bringing in the money that we anticipated it would. We felt, and then you have the increasing needs of highways. It isn't a discussion here in Washington, does there need to be more funding for highways? The question is how to do it. One that has held up an increase in the gas tax goes back 2-3 years when you're in a recession, you don't increase taxes when you're in a recession. Well, now we're out of a recession, but you're in an election year, and that may be a factor. The other thing is that where we used to always consider the gas tax the most fair way of raising revenue, and it may be the next way we also raise revenue, but regardless of whether we use it or not, you have this issue of fairness. When you got electric cars, natural gas cars, you got cars that get 10 miles to a gallon, cars that get 50 miles to a gallon, is it fair to use the gas tax? I think there's a general agreement that we ought to use a mileage. The extent to which that can be administered if we were to pass it right now, I think there's some doubts, but that's getting a lot of look-see. I doubt if the next time we increase revenue, it'll be through a mileage fee. But down the road, it needs to go in that direction.
Senator, going back to your earlier comment about the wind energy production tax credit, where do we sit with that right now? This is an issue that's obviously very important to our readers here in Newton.
Yeah. Well, if I wouldn't violate any confidentiality between senators, I could tell you of three conversations I've had within the last hour and a half. And it's pretty much in chaos right now. I can tell you what I'm advising the chairman of the committee to do, so I guess it's fair for me to say what I said. I can't tell you what he said. But I said, you know, there's 55 of these, including all the green energy things. And the green energy things maybe add up to 4 or 5 issues out of the 55. You need to lay down that bill, and people that don't like wind energy or other tax incentives for alternative energy, and by the way, those are mostly on my Republican side of the aisle, which I have a different opinion than of some of my Republican colleagues. Let them amend them out, because there's this other approach that Republicans are trying to get the Democrat chairman to do. Well, let's slim this down. Take out a lot of these tax incentives. And most of them would fall in this area of alternative energy, including wind. And take them out, and then if people want to put them in, put them in. Well, we'll get them put back in. I'm sure that we got a majority of the committee, even though a majority of the Republicans might be opposed to it. As a father of the wind energy tax credit, you can understand how I feel about that issue. Not that we should have a wind energy tax credit forever, only until it's a mature industry, which is probably 3 or 4 years away, then do away with it. But we need to finish the project. But anyway, so I say, you know, you're going to end up the same place. So let's start out with the 55, let people that offer amendments want to take them out, and then let if they don't like it, let them vote against the bill. But we need to move this extender package, which includes the issue that you brought up. But if you're thinking in terms of wind energy being handled separately, no, all 55 of these or whatever we decide to reenact are going to be reenacted as a package, not one at a time.
In a statement talking about the lack of a hard cap on the farm subsidies recently, you said it'll put young farmers and beginning farmers at a disadvantage. What can be done to help facilitate getting a new generation of farmers started?
Well, I thought my amendment that not only helped young farmers because subsidized farmers that 10% of the biggest ones getting 70% of the benefits out of the farm program, we're probably subsidizing them to get bigger. Nothing wrong with getting bigger, but not subsidizing to get bigger, drive up the cost of cash rent so young farmers can't get started farming. So that was the way to do it. Now, there's other things in there. There's the beginning farmer program. There's a tax incentives that states have through tax-exempt bonds to give lower interest loans to farmers, young farmers, I should say. And those programs have been expanded, but there's not really any new program for young farmers. But they have been expanded and are available for young farmers. But I don't think they will do more good than if we'd been able to put a cap on what large farmers can get so that they don't get all the benefits out of the farm program and subsidize them to get bigger. Thank you, Steve and Barb, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.